The gates to the Rose Garden are now open. Welcome to my world. You are listening to Talk That Talk with Danielle Moneyham, a reflective conversation where I share the lessons I've learned on this journey called life. I don't have all the answers, but I do have plenty of questions. My name is Danielle Moneyham, and this is my love letter to the world, where I let my soul speak. Let's talk. I'm back in the Rose Garden today, and I'm sitting with my friend, Queen Bee Locks. Hello, Queen Bee.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm well.
Thank you for joining me as I wrap out my series on protecting your peace and managing what has access to you. I talked about doing stuff afraid and managing your emotions even while you're moving through moments, but what about when you are really impatient and you want what you want right now? Have you ever felt that way, Queen Bee?
Quite often.
How do you deal with that?
It's simple. I pray.
Okay. And what do you pray for?
The first thing, I pray for peace and for patience. And then I try to be specific in what I want the outcome to be. And then I think I eventually transition to, Lord, like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Just let your hand be on it.
So let's give some examples. Before we get to the solution, I should probably do a better job of outlining the problem. So the problem is, what happens when you know where you want to be, but you are not there yet. But you are there in your spirit, but you are not there in your physical environment, in your current circumstances. And even for you, Queen Bee, you have the gift of sowing seeds, which you seem to be very unhappy with. You might tell, But what do you think I mean by sowing seeds?
Dropping little pieces of nuggets off into somebody. Basically, it kind of self-explanatory. You sow the seed, and then you watch it grow. So the issue that I have is that I plant these seeds. I tell people what I think they need to hear. And I will say that I've never been wrong when I've sowed seeds into people and I've told them, I've given them really sound advice. Like, hey, I think you should do this, or I think you have a calling on your life for this, or, and I sow those seeds. Nobody ever listens to me. And then years later, all of a sudden they have this, oh, that is true. I should have done that, or I'm going to do that now. And it's like, well, yeah, like, time is of the essence. Snap, snap. Like, let's get it started. And I've seen so many. I think for me, watching people sit back and not fulfill what I know and I feel is for them, or what I think feel the universe is telling me is for them, I think people are not listening to me. Like, that really makes me a little, I don't want to say, like, sad, but I think it is sad. Like, I know that you could be doing better than what you're doing, and you're making a choice to not do it. Because I'm all for, like, hey, whatever tools you need, I can help you provide. I mean, I can help provide. I'm going to do that because I believe in you. If I believe in you, then I'm going to help you. But I just get really, I guess you can say, sad when people don't do what they should do, if that makes any sense.
I mean, I think the beautiful thing about what you are able to do is that you make very sound observations and you make suggestions based on your very sound observations. You see things from an outside balanced perspective that people who are inside can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So you are able to see things and make a recommendation based on your space and your lens. But when you make that recommendation, you don't know where the people are emotionally and mentally and if they are able to receive it.
True.
So you can't, I mean, you can, but I wonder if you should consider not being frustrated when people don't immediately jump into action and just releasing it like a gentle dove into the wind.
or a gentle kiss into the wind, and then when it lands, it lands. I mean, because really, like, when people get it, they get it.
This is true. It's just so hard when people don't get it. Or sometimes they get it too late.
But too late according to who? Everything happens exactly when it is supposed to happen.
How it's supposed to happen. Absolutely.
I mean, you say that, but do you believe that?
I absolutely do believe it. The one thing that I get sad when I hear people say, I should have done this sooner. And it's like, yeah. And so one thing that I think that really disappoints me is that everybody has gifts, but some people's gifts are more extraordinary than others. And sometimes I see things, I'm like, wow, like, if I just had that gift, like, if I just had this or I just had that, like, how much greater I could improve my life as well as others. And it's like, you have a gift, use your gifts, because not everybody has that. And I hate to see people sitting on gifts. Like, use that. You have a gift of gab, use that. You have a gift of whatever it is, utilize that in the most positive way instead of sitting on that. You don't know who you can help. You can change a whole generation. But if you don't do it and you just sit back, then...
But some people don't recognize what you recognize as a gift. Everybody doesn't see it as a gift. So, like, you are able to see things that they may not be able to see, and they will see them in time. I think that's the thing. That in time part is hard.
Yeah.
Like, I realize that every single day, which is why I love Facebook memories so much. Mm-hmm. I say this. I look at my Facebook. If I'm up at midnight, the first thing I will do is look at my Facebook memories. Yeah. Because I cannot wait to see what type of stuff I said on this day last year. Yeah. And usually as I go through those memories, I can remember how I feel at that, how I felt at that moment. I can remember where I was, who I was with, mm-hmm. all of that. And what I love most is that as I'm reflecting, time is so beautiful because time and change, like things that you cannot control and that will happen whether you fight it or not. Mm-hmm. And like, there have been so many times where I felt I wasn't ready, or I was afraid, or I had hesitations, but I did it. And now that time has passed, even if I did something afraid, or I did it and it wasn't perfect, now that time has passed, I can be like, wow, I actually did it.
Right.
I think that's the part. Like, you sow the seed for people, you got to make sure that you got to let them have that time. We are really unfair when it comes to time, because time moves very fast.
It does.
It moves so fast and it moves so slow. And I think while you are waiting on your moment, whatever that moment is, whether it's you giving feedback to a friend that you feel has a gift that they could be doing so much stuff with, mm-hmm. or whether it's yourself with your own goals, while you are waiting on your moment, you just have to make sure that you are protecting your peace and managing your time between here and there. Like, while you are waiting on this fruit to bloom from this seed that you had to sow in the darkness, and wait for the light and be able to grow and then to produce the fruit. Like, what are you doing to protect your time? So for you personally, you talked about like the frustration you have when you share that feedback with a friend. Mm-hmm. But what about when you share that feedback with yourself? What do you do during that time while you're waiting on something to manifest? Has anybody ever sowed a seed on you and you had to see it in time?
Yeah. Quite often. I definitely believe in preparation, and preparation looks different for a whole lot of people. But for me, it's a lot of like thinking, it's a lot of brainstorming, it's a lot of praying and meditating on stuff. I think that's my biggest thing, is like prayer and meditation. Like, even when, because if I don't, I can easily, my anxiety can easily throw me off, and I become consumed with certain things, and that's not healthy for me. it doesn't, instead of me sitting back and preparing myself and being excited about what's to come, if I allow my anxiety to take over, then that throws me off. So that's why for me, meditation and prayer and sometimes just shutting up, not even talking to nobody about it, just keeping it to myself. Because what I have found that happens sometimes, if I tell people stuff and I tell them my dream or my thoughts on something, they may say something that may make me be like, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then I lose all the confidence that I've built up to do whatever it is that I want to do. So it's learning just to sit back, meditate, pray, and be quiet and wait.
I think that that meditation and that peaceful, quiet stillness, I talked about how I visualized my peace as a pond. Like, I can literally see my peace in my head. And when different elements are introduced, it's like if you were on a beach and a tornado came and a storm came from under the water and the wind was blowing and the trees are scattering. Like, as you can see, we just went from a beautiful picnic to a disaster. Like, how do you continue to protect your peace from your anxiety, knowing that you like your meditations? Do you have any that you repeat on purpose while you are waiting for something to manifest?
I think that, so I say the same thing in my head, and you said it earlier. Everything is supposed to happen when it's supposed to happen, how it's supposed to happen. That is it. Like, I chant that to myself every day. And that helps me get, I feel like that's almost like my relief from me. It works for, it's like, slow down. It's just not time yet. It's going to come. It's going to happen when it's like, just calm down. Slow down. And when I slow down, it's kind of like, okay. And what I realized that later on in life, like there's been so many times where I've sat back and I've like laughed and I'm like, God, I was so like enthralled in whatever it is I had going on, like, and it finally happened. It's like, okay, it wasn't my time. It's not my moment yet. And I think that's something too. Sometimes we get so caught up in what's going on around everybody else and what's happening and things happening, and people need to be realistic. Sometimes that when people around us are in their season and they're getting all these things, and it's just like, well, damn, what's going on with me? Not that you become jealous, not that you become envious, but it's the like, hey, what about me? I'm standing outside in the rain. And it's just like, it's not your moment. And I think for me, that brings me back. Like, it's just not your moment. But to go biblical, you know, when I think the lady, was she blind? I forgot what the parable was, but it's like, if I could just get a couple of crumbs, if I could just reach onto
touch your, the hem of your garment, the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes, that's what it was.
Just touch the hem.
If I could just touch the hem, if I could just get some of the breadcrumbs, if I could just be happy for you, my time is going to come. Because guess what? Me hating ain't going to make my time come no faster. So let me sit back and watch you receive and be happy for you for receiving whatever it is that God or the universe gave to you. Let me sit back. Because I know if it happened for you, it can happen for me too.
Reverend Moss says, when there's no need to hate on your neighbor, because it just means that God is in your neighborhood.
Yep.
And that's just real.
Yep.
I think that one thing that I have to push myself and that I would encourage others to do is during that waiting series, during that waiting period, during that season between knowing what you want to manifest and it actually manifesting, you have to do everything you can to, one, intentionally protect your peace against your own anxiety coming in and creating barriers for you between here and there. And also use this time to enjoy this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get there, you can never come back here.
Yep.
Whatever it is, whatever next level you are aspiring to, whatever next transition you are trying to make, once you go there, you will never be in this moment again. So it's like, you really need to understand when it's your time, it will be your time. It won't come a moment before it's your time. Mm-hmm. And when it's your time, you better be ready to go.
Yep.
Because what happens is people get there and then they look back.
Mm-hmm.
And the grass is greener on the other side. And, oh, I remember when things used to be that way and lusting for the way things were.
Yep.
When instead of preparing during this time and enjoying this season of transition, which I love because it's fall, season of transition, my absolute favorite season, is because things do change.
Yep.
And they take time. And I think we just have to be okay embracing that time.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining me today as we talked about, like, while you were waiting for your moment. Do you have any final words of encouragement for yourself or others as you are waiting on your moment to manifest? Or as you continue to sow seeds in your friends and family's lives, and you have to be patient enough to see if they manifest?
Patience is a virtue. Pray consistently. Pray with a purpose. Pray intentionally. And that will be all.
All right, superstars, we are all out of time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, share, review the episodes, tag a friend, talk to me. Visit DanielleMoneyham.com and follow me on social media to stay connected. Your support means the world to me, so thank you for helping my dreams come true. A major lesson that I learned, that I continue to learn, is that although you will experience dark moments in your journey, you can be the light. You have more power than you know. Until we meet again, shine bright.